right, this is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, Episode 7. This is Absolute Deicide.
This is Clay Cuckolds.
Yeah,
welcome to Grunt Free Press.
Press. Yeah, just going through real quick. I was just listening to the last couple. I was drove up to New Hampshire, and I was just listening to actually all of them. So I was fucking downloaded them on iTunes or whatever. I was fucking listening to them on the way up, like a 3-hour drive. And it checks out. I mean, it fits my criteria for a podcast. I mean, it's fucking just droning on about garbage and fucking only wanted to fucking drive my car into the guardrail like 2 or 3 times. So.
Yep. Hey, that's usually it's about 5 or 6 for
yeah.
me. I want to just drive off the
try to
a lake.
Try to listen to yourself while you do it. And the podcast is fucking, you know, saying it caught me down just a little bit, made the drive a little bit easier. So.
That's always good. Hopefully I have a soothing voice through the 6x9s.
Thing I didn't notice, though, is we seem to say fucking a lot. I know I say it.
Oh.
Like, I mean, I say it after, like, every word. It's just because I'm, you know, half retarded. So I fucking, like, it's just, like, stuttering pretty much. I stutter. I say fuck. It sounds like Tourette's or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what you'd call that.
Hey, it's all good. Fuck it.
Yeah, did you know? I mean, as hearing people, I was reading some little comments, not to us in particular, because nobody listens to this, but just, you know, people swear a lot, you know, it fucking makes you seem unintelligent, you know, like fucking if you keep swearing, like if you, you know, it's like a sign that you're not smart if you just keep saying fuck or like, you know.
I think that's
you have
bullshit.
Like you have a small vocabulary, yeah, you know.
Well, what do we need to be? Walking thesauruses? How's that for vocabulary?
Yeah. You know what I say fuck them, you know? You go fuck themselves, fucking cunts.
Yeah, fuck
fucking
that shit.
Thumb up your ass, fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah, fuck that. I was always like that, even in school. I'll say fuck. Like,
oh, I've been like
dude,
that since I was like 5.
Fuck that.
So I was like 5 years old, yeah. I mean, I can't remember a time when I didn't talk like that, you know?
Yeah, people are just fucking queer.
Yep.
It's like, you got better things to worry about.
Really? You know, just focus more on what I'm saying, not how I'm saying it. You know, you fucking queer fucking piece of fucking trash. Yeah.
That's great. Well, now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah, it was just a little wrap up. This was a little notation I made as I was driving. Yeah. So hit a 200,000 gamer score.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's how many years in the works?
I think almost 11 at this point. I think 10. That'd be like 11 and, well, I don't know. I don't know how you'd even count that. I didn't start counting it until fucking the 360 came out. That was what, 2005, 2006? So,
I'm not sure, was it?
Well, that'd be like 10 years, yeah. So, yeah, I guess 10 years. A lot of work, you know, I was fucking toiling away, hitting those buttons.
Yep, you should get a check, you know what I mean? All the money you've spent with Microsoft and Xbox.
Yeah, I was expecting
it's a travesty.
Expecting my plaque in the mail, engraved fucking trophy, and yeah, my cash reward. So, keep checking the mailbox, it's not there. I mean, I figured it.
One of these days, maybe it'll give you a big discount, you know, on yeah. Microsoft products.
Figured Bill Gates is just watching my score. It's way, oh, he's at 190 now. Oh, jeez. Fucking, you know. I was waiting to sign the check, but nothing, dude. I don't know. It's almost like I'm wasting my life or something, dude. I don't get it.
It'll pay off one of these days.
Well, it pays off in, you know, gamer cred, because people see that, and, you know, they're fucking, whoa, this guy's a fucking pro.
Yep. That's the first thing I look at.
After you block and fucking report people, yeah, you look at the game and just go.
Like, oh, that guy was actually good and I blocked him. Fuck him. Shouldn't have been being a faggot, you know, just be cool.
Yeah, I like to, you know, if I have people on my friends list and they go over, like, my score, just delete them and get them off there because I don't want to, you know, I want to be on the top. one way or another. You gotta cull the herd, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Boost your ego a little bit.
Yep. I mean, I'll delete everybody off there. Go in stealth mode.
You want to talk about Gears of War Ultimate Edition?
Yeah, I'm playing right now, actually. Coincidence.
How's it going?
Well, I was just fucking around with the campaign, and that didn't go well. I don't know. I kind of wasn't paying attention, so my head got blown off.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
But one thing I noticed here is competitive match category doesn't have Warzone. Why?
Yeah, I saw that too. I'm not sure. I'm not positive. I just got Execution. Do you think it'd be easier or something to like match up with your friends maybe by doing? I don't know why it'd be more likely in Warzone than like Execution or something. I'm not really sure. Or maybe they're worried about people quitting after they get killed, you know? It's the fucking you can't just jump right back in there. You gotta wait till
the
match
out. Point. Yeah, people are like that. They probably did a study and they see all these people quitting at the as soon as they die. Fuck that though. Warzone's fun.
I still don't play it. All I played is fucking Team Deathmatch. I just fucking love it too much. I mean, I do like Warzone. I always loved Warzone. It's just, again, it's just me. And I'm not going to quit out, but it gave me the choice between fucking getting killed and just fucking waiting out a match, or give me Team Deathmatch where I can just keep rushing in like a fucking prick like I usually do and getting fucking killed a dozen times. You know, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, actually, that's what I'm going to play now because it's just instant action. You know, it's fun. But it's good. Good. I'm liking it. When I threw on the single player, I don't know. Did it not feel like quite as smooth, or is that just the very beginning?
Well, they left the single player like pretty much exactly how it was in fucking the 360. They changed the graphics. Really, it's the same thing. Like I said before, it's like you'd only roll like fucking four ways, except you know they changed the multiplayer. So you can roll eight ways.
Okay.
I mean, they did a lot to the fucking the multiplayer. I mean, they kept the maps pretty much the same. I think they changed a little bit to just, like, make it more balanced. But, most of the work they did was all in the fucking the multiplayer. They tried to keep the single player, like, as, you know, close as possible to the 360 one. They just fucking pretty much just redid all the, just the graphics and left everything else the same.
I mean, I still think it's good. I'm enjoying it. I mean, I love Gears. I don't enjoy getting murdered, though. That's not fun.
Yeah. Oh, so I was going to go into some deep dive of Nashor talk. Talk about the Nashor.
Yeah, it's one of those weapons, you know. It's going to go down in history.
Nashor. Yeah, it's the classic Gears fucking multiplayer weapon, you know. So what everybody uses.
Yeah, some people hate it. Some people love it. I mean,
going to get into good or bad. Do you like it? Do you hate it?
If I have to pick one, I have to say I like it because it feels too good when it works, you know.
Yeah, but what about when you get murdered from like 20 feet away? You get your fucking head blown off for no reason. And you can't, that's the thing, you can't blame it on Host Shoddy anymore, you know, it's all fucking dedicated servers, that's how the game is supposed to play. It's just fucking random, it's a fucking random-ass fucking weapon, it seems like.
It does seem that way. I try not to think about it, because I like it, but I think you're right, I mean, but if I'm on the other end of that, I'm happy, so it's, you know, it's tough. I just love how it feels, you know, it feels fast, and I don't know, I'm enjoying it.
Oh, I definitely like it. Just the fucking, it's just, say, I like it, it's just fucking, just feels so random that I can't really, if I try to take it seriously, I get fucking pissed, that's the thing. Like, I stop having fun if I'm like, dude, like, you know, you said, it fucking feels good as a guy, I fucking just did some, pulled off some fucking, like, you know, random fucking one-hit kill when it's fucking slid up to somebody and he fucking exploded, that's cool, and then it's fucking, it happens to you, and it's like, dude, like, you know, like, I was just fucking hitting a bunch of buttons, dude, and I fucking just died, you know? Fucking...
Yeah, the wall bounce thing, I mean, it's just part of Gears now, but I'm not a huge fan of it.
I'm not either, but it's pretty toned down. Well, I mean, in this one, it's fucking not as bad. Like, 2 and 3 was fucking... That's ridiculous, dude. The fucking wall bouncing and that. It's fucking absurd.
Yeah, it's still fun, though. I like it. I like the graphics look better. I mean, it's good. Well worth $40, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I paid the 60, and I'm still, every time I fucking boot the game up, I got time to update, and it still fucking goes back and updates fucking one fucking weapon skin, and it starts up again. I'll be doing that for a while every time I fucking start the game up. I mean, I suppose I could just delete everything and fucking re-download it. I did that to get fucking Anya. I just fucking deleted fucking her shit and just fucking re-downloaded it, and it was fine. So I could do that, but I'm like, I don't feel like fucking going in and doing all that shit.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Mine luckily worked for a shot, so that was cool. No complaints there. Yeah, but it's fun. I don't know. I mean, brings back the memories, you know. So you don't like the shoddy. You don't like the Nasher. You'd have to pick but you don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, dude, if you play the fucking the campaign, and it's all fucking like, you know, you're trying to keep like some distance. You're trying to get like that middle ground. You know, it's all about like cover. You're flanking. You know what I mean? It's fucking like almost like a strategy. It's all like 90% of it's like fucking, oh, I gotta fuck, you know, I can't move because I'm gonna get fucking murdered from fucking somebody like, you know, fucking hitting me with a fucking lancer or some shit from like fucking like 20 feet away. So I'm, you know, I'm stuck, or I gotta fucking like make some risky move, you know. And you jump in multiplayer and it's just fucking just, oh, I'm just gonna fucking wall bounce all over the place and fucking roll around and fucking, you know, hide behind a fucking
wall.
Yeah,
absolutely right.
Just, seems like it's,
I never thought of it like that. You're right, though. I mean, it's...
I mean, it's like it's its own thing, and it's, you know, it turned into like, you know what I mean. It's where you get like those fucking like hardcore defenders of it, and they love it. But I mean, it just seems like it's fucking like it's fucking broken as shit. Pretty much, it's fucking so fucking, you know, fucking broke. I mean, you can deal with it, and it's fucking fun, but it's just fucking overpowered fucking weapon, dude. This fucking broken as shit.
No, at the same time, you're right, because. It didn't used to be like that in the first game. You couldn't wall bounce. It almost, and I felt like with Warzone, the strategy is there, you know, a little bit. I don't know. Now you're right. Like, it's just run out with the shotgun, bounce off the wall, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, that just, I don't know, run right up to you and just...
Well, it turns into like, I mean, if you fucking run into two enemies, you know what I mean? You're pretty much... pretty much guaranteed to be fucked, because it's like, you know, all three, you're going to have fucking Nashers, you know, and it's fucking two Nashers versus one. It's pretty much what it comes down to. It was like before where it's like, oh, it should be how it should be. It's fucking, oh, I'm fucking like pinned down by these two guys that were shooting at me. You know what I mean? It's not like one-on-one. It could be like who's going to hit the most shots, you know? And then you get fucking 2-on-1. It's like the one guy is going to be, oh, I'm pinned down like behind this wall. I'm fucked. They're either going to try flanking me or something, or like fucking one of your teammates could come and flank up, you know, beside them and fucking, you know, take them both out if they're fucking focused on you. And just the way it is now, it's just, we're at a standstill. I'm just going to fucking, we're all going to wall bounce around and just fucking pop off random shots. And fucking one of us might die. One of us might not. I mean, I don't know. I said, it's just fucking, it's broken. It's broken, but it's fucking fun despite the fact that it's broken, you know?
Yeah, I just got my head blown off. Fucking great.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It makes you mad and it fucking happens because it's like, dude, it's fun, but it's like, fuck, dude. It just makes you mad. You gotta play like a fucking piece of shit to fucking be good at the game.
Yeah, you're really good. You're right.
I don't care if I suck at a game, dude. As long as it's fun, I'll fucking run out and get murdered and it's fucking fun, dude. But it's like,
now fucking, what about this game?
Like, fucking Jesus, dude.
If they took the idea of Titanfall and put in AI and like big ass, like, you know, choppers and shit and like stationary guns and, you know what I mean?
It made it like a MOBA.
What's? No, not quite.
Well, I mean, what they could do is balance all the weapons so you have a good mix of fucking, you know what I mean, long range and fucking short range weapons, and fucking balance the shotguns. It was actually, you know, it can be powerful fucking up close like a fucking shotgun should be. It can be kind of random. That'd be fine. You know, you can get those fucking one hit kills. They could just balance everything out to work with each other, which, you know, they did. It's, they called it fucking Gears of War Judgment, and that was fucking pretty awesome. And then fucking people fucking ragged on it, so.
Yep. No, that's people for you. Enough to get into those fucking people.
Said it's fun, but it just fucking pisses me the fuck off.
Yeah, and I'm not a huge fan of the community. I don't know. It's just fucking...
They're not too bad. I mean, now, like, the on Xbox One, it's not as bad as fucking, like, the 360 used to be, I don't think. People just seem to fucking...
That's always good.
They tend to play. And I was playing by myself fucking earlier today, and it's like people, like, you know... You'd fucking murder people, you'd get murdered, and a lot of times, like, people just hang around, like, whatever, you know what I mean? They weren't fucking, like, rage quitting or nothing, like, most of the time.
Well, that's good, then. Good sign. It's still challenging, though. I love the one-on-one Nasher battle. That's almost what it turns it into, though. So it is kind of one-dimensional, you know?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Because who really uses the Lancer? I mean, I guess if you're playing, different mode.
I try to. If I'm fucking playing and it's like fucking like someone on the other team who like clearly is like a fucking YouTube fucking champion, dude, who fucking like studied all like some fucking pro tip videos and knows all the cheap ass fucking tricks, dude, there's no way you can fucking kill him, you know? He knows the fucking like roll invincibility frames and shit. He's fucking being like a giant homo, dude. I'll fucking just hang back and use the fucking Lancer, you know? And fucking use cover as people go up on him, but compared to the fucking Nasher, it's fucking just, you know, that's the fucking the way the game's kind of played.
Yep, I'm playing right now. Sorry, I'm in an intense battle.
Oh yeah, no, I know it is. It's insane. It's fucking like I sit here. It's a broken ass game, but it's fucking fun, like, despite itself. But
yeah,
I mean, I'm fucking playing it and it's like, dude, you know, fucking a lot of times you fucking going, dude, your fucking heart's fucking pumping and it's like, dude, I'm fucking like real into this. I mean, that's fucking, you can't really ask for much more than that, you know?
Absolutely. That this game does give you that. Yep. Time to time.
One thing I was kind of iffy about was the matchmaking, too, like how they match you up. I mean, I fucking pretty much only play, like, competitive or the rank shit because, you know, you get more XP and it's really not that much different. How do you think of matchmaking in general? I know, like, some people are like, oh, I don't play rank, like, I'm not good enough and blah, blah, blah. Something I've been fucking going on forever, dude, is fucking, like, everybody should be playing rank. Like, you know, it makes no sense unless you fucking, I don't know.
Well, what do you mean everybody should be playing ranked as opposed to unranked?
Yeah. I mean, if you're complaining, I don't want to play ranked because I'm not good enough or like whatever, you know what I mean? Or people are too good. Like, I don't understand like that mentality. You know what I mean? Like fucking, if I'm afraid I'm not good enough, you should be playing ranked because you should be matched up with people that are like your skill level. You know what I mean?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yep.
And it makes no sense. Yep. So I'm just going to fucking roll into this fucking random fucking room where, you know what I mean? There could be some fucking like pro fucking MLG fucking team, you know? Versus like me. I mean, if it's like a ranking system that works, I mean, that's you should be playing. There's no way you should be matched up against those people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And actually, I just was matched up with, I mean, what do they go by? Is there the true skill?
Yeah, I think it's
still in play.
I think it's skill. Yeah. Some kind of, I don't think it's like level because that's just like XP. I think it's like, yeah, it's probably,
that's
like,
what I was thinking. It's probably that's like, just play time, right?
Yeah. It's probably like your KD and your fucking win loss and shit. Like, it should match you, you know what I mean? You should be around one for both of them if the fucking, everybody should be, if the fucking ranking system, like, works, you know? Everybody should be around one.
Yeah, I'm noticing a lot of games with matchmaking is just a mess. I mean, Halo used to have it on point. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I gotta get into that again, but yeah, fucking... when it worked and people didn't fucking cheese it, you know? You could cheese it by fucking going in with a group of fucking, you know, two or three really good people who need to be the shit on the bottom, like fucking doing nothing, you know, and you still fucking win. It's tough to get that shit right.
Yeah, it's honestly turning me away from multiplayer, you know, like for instance, like Madden, I used to religiously play that game online.
Yeah, dude. Or like, dude, like the Call of Duty. Like, I fucking hear people like, oh, why don't they do like the Call of Duty setup? You get into a room and you just like sit there, and you know what I mean. You stay in that room. Like, that's not good, dude. Like, if you're fucking in a room and fucking, you know, you get fucking like slaughtered, you know, there's no way you're gonna win. It's like, what are you gonna do? Just hang in that room again and get fucking murdered again? Like, it should be matching you up after that with somebody else. Like, you know.
Oh, of course.
Like, I think that's fucking like a terrible setup. Just having a fucking. Just sitting in a fucking server with fucking anything goes is fucking.
You remember Ghost Recon?
Oh yeah. Especially if you let people like switch teams, it's like, obviously everybody there in that room, dude, is gonna switch to the winning team. You know, anybody joining the room is gonna be on the shit team on the bottom, and it's just like, just gets worse as it goes on. It's always a fucking shit show. Halo gets it right. Dude, I even heard fucking somebody, dude, about fucking complaining, dude, about the fucking the Master Chief Collection. Like, dude, oh, you fucking, dude, you play a game, then at the end you gotta back out and search again. It's like, dude, just fucking like, oh no, they have to fix. It's like, no, that's how it should be. Like, after fucking the game's done, that's it. Everybody should have their fucking skills moved up or down. Then you search again, fucking depending on how you are, and you fucking find another game with like, you know, like that set skill, you know. That's how it should be. Like, fucking, like, oh, it's broken, dude. You should just be staying in the same lobby. It's like, no, you shouldn't be. Like, you gotta fucking, like, should be finding you another fucking game.
Yep. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's, the cheese is what's turning me off, you know? Just people playing. I don't know if that's what it is or just, you know what I mean? Just, it's in every fucking game, dude. Like,
Can you define cheese? What do you mean by cheese?
Let's just say like Madden, you know, just fucking, you play these guys online and it's fucking pick the same play. It's fucking, run, scramble out. Yeah, just do the shit that you know works all the time for the most part.
It sucks about like fucking just like internet, you know what I mean? Like shit, it's like fucking people are like into something, dude. All they do is they like research, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you don't know this fucking trick, dude, that's gonna kill you in one fucking hit? Oh, well, you know, you have to because everybody, you know what I mean? I fucking looked up this fucking dumb trick and it's like, dude, it's such a fucking mess, dude. Just play the fucking game. But, I mean, that should be fucking, it could be solved by fucking good matchmaking again. Fucking all those fucking faggots can fucking play with each other, you know? I'll leave the fucking normal people alone. But, I mean, it's like I said, that's tough to do, but.
And I don't know the first thing about that.
And you need enough people playing that you're not going to be fucking sitting there for fucking ever trying to find a game, you know? It is tough to do, but.
Yeah, we'll fucking do it.
Yeah, really. Get on that shit. Gave me my fucking $60 so I can look at fucking civilian Anya's ass, dude. Fucking, where's that money going?
Yeah. Releasing broken games, you know. That's the new trend. It's like when you go fucking, it's like buying a broken fucking case of eggs or something. Fucking four broken ones in there. Like, oh, well, you got the eggs, though, right? You know, they're just a few broken.
Still, you still eat them, right? I mean.
That's what I feel like it is nowadays. Fuck. Hey, whatever. Fuck it. Take my money.
Might as well.
Yeah, somebody's got to.
I want to talk about, You haven't really played the campaign, have you? Gears?
Nope, I just threw it on. I mean, I played it, obviously, you know, a while ago. Right.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I just threw it on real quick. I threw it on hardcore. I thought about insane, but I'm like, yeah, right. I'm not that good.
No, it's real hard. I mean, dude, I blew through hardcore and very few problems. It wasn't hard at all. I mean, but fucking...
Oh, okay.
Insane's fucking, like... I mean, again, dude, I played the game, like, a million times, so it's just, like, I know, like, certain areas are, like, oh, well, I know. You know what I mean? Get to certain areas, you just kind of, like, oh, I remember this being a pain in the ass, so, you know, fucking hang back a little bit, take it easy, but, yeah, it's not hard. But Insane is a bitch, I remember that. It's, like, fucking one of, like, fucking get shot for, like, half a second, you're just dead. Yeah, it's fucking the graphics though, dude. Some of those fucking so like certain areas you look so good, like fucking that. Remember the? I don't know if you remember the last level, dude, on the train.
Vaguely, yeah.
Even back then, it kind of looked like muddy and like shit, dude. It's fucking beautiful now, dude. It looks so good. And it's like fucking, it's moving, like the background and shit's moving so fast. It looks so clean. It fucking looks good, like real good. Then you get to that last, remember the last boss? He's still a fucking pain in the goddamn ass.
I can't remember the mechanics of it.
It's just like, dude, he's got like fucking shit all around him. He fucking shoots out those fucking the bats or whatever, the krill at you. And you fucking, like, so you're trying to hide behind a wall, dude. He just fucking throws bats at you. And
oh,
you fucking,
yes.
Fucking keep pelting him with shit. And you gotta, like, fucking throw grenades to get the fucking stupid krill away from him so you can fucking actually hurt him. It's a fucking pain in the balls. And I'm fucking going in by myself. You get Dom with you, the fucking AI, dude. And of course, he just fucking, like, within 2 seconds, he's just fucking on the ground, fucking dead, dude. You don't even bother.
Yeah, didn't you need needed to do that co-op? I did. I think I beat it.
I fucking ended up doing it, dude. It was fucking pretty ridiculous, dude. I was fucking sitting there, like, kept, like, you know, like, trying to cheese it as much as I could. Just throwing a grenade, fucking, you know, fucking, you get, like, you know, he'd stop sometimes, like, fucking, you know, get kind of stuck behind a wall. I just fucking keep him there and just fucking throw grenades and fucking, every fucking, like, bullet of ammo, dude, I had, dude, just fucking, like, into his face, dude. And he still wouldn't fucking die. He's fucking still alive. I'm like, fuck, dude, if I move, I know I'm just gonna fucking get murdered. So I fucking, dude, I moved. There's a fucking Gatling gun in the back of the train. So I fucking somehow move there, and of course he's on me because Dom's fucking been dead for like half an hour. So I fucking bounce my way over there, dude, and fucking getting like hit in the back the whole way, dude, almost dead. Fucking hop up on that, dude. I fucking spin up the Gatling gun, dude. The first shot I fire, dude, fucking just plinks on him, dude. He fucking died, and that was it. And the fucking cutscene started rolling. I'm like, yeah, I'll take it, whatever, that works. Fucking did that. You're gonna fucking at least do that, dude, just for the rap at the end, dude. The rap at the end of that game is fucking classic.
Oh, I don't remember.
You gotta maybe YouTube it or something, dude. It's fucking good.
It's been so long,
dude. I'd say I'd put it at the end of this episode, dude. I already got a rap fucking in the bag to fucking put up there. Another one.
Oh, yeah. I'm just getting murdered in Gears. Yep. I might just stop. Just retire forever. It's not good.
Hanging up my Lancer. I'm done.
It's too fun, though. I got it.
Hanging up on your wall. Fucking all around me are familiar faces. I can... single tear running down your face.
Oh, man.
Talk about some reviews here.
Yeah, definitely.
Mostly, you know, pretty good. People seem to be liking it. The critics, you know, everybody. Except the one. This is one guy. There's always one. One guy doesn't like it. Giant Bomb gave it 2 out of 5 stars.
Wow, 2 out of 5. Now, how does that, like, translate for their... You know what I mean? For their site. I'm not really familiar with those guys.
I mean, they say it's not... They try to do it like, you know what I mean? Just fucking... It's almost like a movie, how they do movies. It's just fucking 1 to 5 stars. You know what I mean? One's obviously a piece...
So 2 stars, not bad.
You know, those 2 stars is a step up from, you know, a complete piece of shit, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
But...
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to translate it, I mean, it'd be like a 4 out of 10. Pretty much. Says the gameplay doesn't hold up, there's frame rate problems, it's too simplistic. And again, dude, it's fucking like the same game, you know what I mean? Fucking, I mean, obviously it'd be fucking, you know, it's not fucking broken, it's just fucking, it's simple if you want to fucking compare it to all the shit that came out after it. But if you look at it as like fucking, you know, something like historic, like this is a fucking, you know, one of the best games that came out last generation. They tried to keep it how it is and fucking make it look good, you know, but not fucking fuck with it. I mean, dude. I played it. I thought it was so fun as shit. See, I'm looking at...
Yeah, I would never say it. I mean, a 2, that's... I mean, that's kind of silly. But, I mean, it is, once again, just this one guy's review, I suppose. But...
Yep. But... I don't know. He's literally fucking the only one, you know, out of fucking whatever, like 50 reviews that gave it a fucking bad score.
I mean, did he probably play it for 10 minutes? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like...
I was looking at it. He put up a video, too. Fucking just like a video of him playing. He's fucking explaining the fucking You know, just fucking showing off the gameplay and shit. And like the first thing I noticed, I'm like, dude, this is fucking like dark as shit. Like you barely fucking he's in like a fucking like a cave or whatever, so it's supposed to be dark, but I mean it's literally just like almost like a black screen. I'm like, dude, like what the fuck? And I was like fucking you. Yeah. He's fucking, oh, it's real dark or whatever. He didn't say nothing like, oh, this is fucked up. You know, when I played it at home, it was fine. Like nothing like that. Like fucking. So I'm just assuming that fucking he played the game like that. Like he can barely fucking see. He doesn't know how to fucking, you know. And again, the site's big on like he's complaining about like, oh, you know, the frame rate. You know, it stutters every now and then, and fucking, you know, complaining about like the fucking like light. Well, not even the lighting, just fucking like whatever. Dude. It's fucking. He's known. The whole site's just known for, you know, they're really like PC fucking friendly, like fucking, you know.
Oh, okay.
They love their PC graphics and their
One of
fucking
those fads.
state of the art fucking computer rigs and blah blah blah. And you know, and he can tell you know, he's Mr. Tech, dude. He'll tell you like what fucking graphics board fucking Galaga runs on, you know what I mean? Like fucking that, like real like techie. But he can't seem to like fucking find the settings for the Xbox One to like calibrate his fucking TV to, you know, make it look right. And he's got to complain that it's too fucking dark and shit. So I thought that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't even bother reading the review.
Yeah, well, if you watch, if you fucking look at the like the video or whatever, the quick look, just look at that, dude. It's ridiculous. Like fucking, this is how dark it is. It's like fucking like he had like no. And he's like again, he's all he said like, oh, I played it at home, it was fine. Like it's not this dark. It could just be like where they were recording. You know what I mean? He didn't really say that. He was complaining like, oh, it doesn't look that great. Like you know what I mean? That was his complaint. It doesn't really look like a fucking new game. It just fucking just looks like a little bit better than the 360 one. It looks fucking like ridiculously good. Like it looks.
And it feels 10 times
Oh yeah.
different.
He's complaining like, oh, every now and then, you know, it fucking freezes up and it stutters. I mean, like every now and then, yeah. I mean, when it's like it's loading like a checkpoint or something, yeah, it fucking like skips for like 2 seconds or whatever. But not really something you complain about. Like, fuck, it's just like nitpicky shit, you know?
Or maybe like in a cinema or something, right? It might probably get choppy
Well,
or
still,
something.
no, the cinemas are fine. I'm saying like fucking, you know what I mean? You hit like the checkpoints and it saves and loads and shit. And it's like, oh,
Yeah. They used to do that.
Skips like 2 frames, you know, but again, it's the same exact game. All they did was just fucking put better graphics on top of it, so it's like, dude, I don't know. And yeah, dude, I fucking again, dude, I'm fucking looking at that quick look, and it's got to be the fucking same like profile he played the you know, reviewed the game on because all the chapters are done, but he's playing it on fucking normal. And normal, like fucking in the original game, would be easy because it used to be like all it was in the original was normal, hardcore, and insane.
Okay, yep.
And then they added an even easier one for fucking the fucking Ultimate Edition. It's like casual, so it's fucking you're not gonna die. You know what I mean? So he's playing it on normal. So he played the game through a game he played through before too. Because I guess he reviewed it before for some other site and gave it like a 9.8 or something fucking ridiculous. You know. So
Wow.
he must have played it a shit ton, you know what I mean? Fucking, he must know the game fucking pretty well. I mean, I did the same thing. I'm like, I've already played this. I'm not gonna play it on fucking normal, you know what I mean? I fucking bumped it to fucking hardcore and fucking played it, and it's not that hard. I fucking still like blew through it. It was just fucking like, oh, it's too simplistic and blah blah blah. The AI sucks. It's like, yeah, well, you probably just fucking running through the game, dude. Fucking know what he was killing you. He's fucking, you know, on fucking easy.
Yeah, and this is, yeah, zero challenge. You just stand out. You don't even take cover, you know?
Yeah, dude. So that's fucking ridiculous. And I hate to say like fucking, you know what I mean? It's like I can understand like, oh well, even though he's only the one guy, you know, maybe that is his opinion or whatever. I hate to say like, oh, it's fucking like clickbait, you know? But it's fucking, oh, sure enough, dude. After like fucking, you know, he gets all these fucking like. I go there every now and then, dude. I fucking air my grievances, dude. That fucking site, the site sucks, dude. I mean, I probably put up more, like I said, I put up more fucking content than they probably do, and it's just fucking on my shitty site, just by myself. And there's like fucking 10 people working for them, dude. And they're like backed by like CBS, so I mean, good job. But
Wow, are they really? Jeez.
yeah, dude. Fucking like the only reason I know about them, dude, is fucking Dan Reichert from fucking Game Informer is fucking he went over there and like when I heard that I'm like who the fuck are these assholes? I never heard of them before. So I started like you know fucking going to again the site's not good but they have a fucking like a 3 hour podcast they put out every week and I fucking you know if Dave Reichert's not on there dude he's really fucking just dry and them fucking just like you know fucking ironic fucking hipsters fucking talking about games and how everything's garbage dude and how great fucking like Dota and fucking Hearthstone are and fucking Destiny and all these fucking garbage games they just play ironically. It's pretty, like, just fucking, you know, pretty garbage. But I mean, it's fucking 3 hours long, so it's great to just throw on. But I'm going to sleep at fucking work and during break. That's what I listen to it for. But but fucking yeah, dude. So the reason I go there is, oh, fucking, you know, Dan Reichert's there, and he's fucking pretty funny, dude. And he's fucking, you know, he was good for like the first like couple months he's on there. And then like he just fucking starts like, you know, being like the rest of them, just like fucking, he's just real quiet, doesn't really say much on the fucking podcast. And he's there, he's just fucking, oh yeah, yep, did this, yep, played this, yeah, fucking MOBAs are okay, I guess. And just, you know what I mean, just fucking like real like dull, you know.
Yeah, I never heard it. Never gave it that a shot.
And then they put him on, like, they give him his own videos and his own shows. I think they know that people just go there because, oh, he's a fucking, you know, he's a fucking character anyway. So they give him his own shows, his own podcasts and shit and his videos. But you want to guess how you fucking see his shit or a lot of the shit on that site too?
Oh, let me guess. You get a subscription?
Oh, yeah, you got to pay a subscription. It's like, I don't know, whatever it is, dude, like 30 bucks a year or some shit to fucking, if you want to, you know, half the shit's all behind a fucking paywall. And most of the shit's fucking most of the shit's everything fucking Dan Reichert does. So it's like, dude, like, I'm not fucking, why would I pay you guys to fucking like see this shit? Every other fucking site in the world, dude, you're just fucking free. Like really that, think you're that fucking far ahead everybody that, you know what I mean, I'm actually gonna pay you guys for that shit? Like, it's fucking ridiculous. And of course people do, you know.
Yeah, dude, who the fuck's paying for this shit, dude? It's unreal.
It's all the guys in the comment section of the fucking the Gears review, and they it fucking gives you a little icon if you actually pay for that shit to be on the fucking site. And of course every one of them, oh yeah, good job, yeah, way to take them down. It's like, dude, you fucking like this broken ass half-assed review, dude. It's fucking, yeah, you know, what a fucking hero, you know? The guy's a fucking hero for fucking making a fucking clickbait review.
Yeah, dude, it's a joke.
Yeah, he's probably playing through on easy, dude, checking his fucking, his Twitter feed, dude. He literally did play like one fucking round of multiplayer, and he just starts bitching about it, dude. Like, way to go. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see him playing in the video. He's just fucking standing in the open, just, you know what I mean, trying to shoot shit.
I mean, he's talking to somebody and shit, but I mean, I'm saying just like the way it looks, like it's so dark, like, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't know, why, how are you going to talk about the graphics of the game, dude, if you can't fucking set up your fucking system, right?
Yeah, dude, everything's black.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. If you look at like another video, somebody who fucking knows what they're doing, dude, it's fucking hysterical. It's fucking like, or you just play it yourself, dude, if you know what I mean. You know how to fucking retard, you know how to fucking, you know how to work a fucking console, you know. These are like PC elitist guys, dude, and they fucking can't find the settings fucking option in their fucking Xbox. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, this site sucks, I can already tell.
And again, I hate to say like, oh, you know, I'd give them the benefit of the doubt, and oh, maybe just fucking bad review or whatever, or fucking, but hate to say it's clickbait, but then like the next two articles in the site, I want to take a guess what they are, dude, after he fucking puts up this fucking shitty review, the fucking get people pissed off.
What would it be? I'm going to guess, that's a tough one. I mean, you probably got to pay for something.
Yeah, well, yeah, two of them, two articles, you got to pay for shit. First one was, hey, there's a discount on our memberships here, so if you want to hop in, you know, fucking just pay us to fucking get all the shit you can get for free everywhere else, dude. It's on sale. And the second fucking article is like, oh, we get all this fucking merchandise you can buy, dude. Oh, we get new shit in the store. Come fucking buy our shit. Like, dude, like directly after, within like a day, dude, those two articles go up, dude. It's like, dude, wow, you're not even fucking trying to hide the fact you guys are fucking just cash out, fucking sell out fucking shitheads. That was fun.
Yeah, dude, fuck those guys. That shit's gay. I mean, I know you gotta make money, whatever, but dude, that's just, I don't know, that shit's gay. Fuck that.
Yep. No, I don't, get me started, dude, fucking IGN lately. Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Oh, I haven't even looked.
My fucking God. It's literally like fucking BuzzFeed at this point, dude. It's all fucking, oh, top seven fucking characters you'd like to have a beer with. And fucking like, dude, it's like, get the fuck out of my face, dude. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh, man, seriously?
Yeah, dude. Oh, God, fucking. Well, I will say to you, I fucking was like into that shit. I was getting all fucking depressed about how shitty. Then I'm like, oh, you know, At least you reaffirmed why I did stop my own fucking site. You know, nobody might go here, but at least I know for my own peace of mind, dude, at least there's something out there. It's not fucking complete fucking garbage.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it's like everywhere you look, I don't know. It's just the same shit, like ads this, ads that, fucking PC this, you know, fuck, I don't know. It's fucking dumb.
I don't know either. I do know I was going to take a break.
All right.
Make sure.
I'll put a shirt on.
Okay. Yeah. Keep it, whatever. I don't know, fuck it. I'm stopping. And we are back. Grunt Free Press, spreading the grunt free truth. So, kind of continue on the Gears thing there. You got Cliffy B's got a new game coming out.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I heard about it, but I never really saw what came of anything, you know?
Well, they've been talking about it for a while. They didn't have a name or really showing anything, but yeah. Fucking, it's called Lawbreakers. By his
Lawbreakers, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of what you expect. I mean, it's just fucking 5-on-5 shooter, free to play. I mean, yeah, whatever. I mean, fucking
first person.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it looks a lot like Unreal Tournament or something. It's like a mix of like Titanfall and fucking Unreal Tournament. It looks pretty fucking cool. I'd give it a shot anyways.
Any videos out or anything? Or what do we
Yeah, it's a short video. It's just like a short one just showing like, you know, there's different character classes and shit, you know? There's like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 of them. Looks pretty cool. A lot of like fucking, let's give like a whip or something or some shit. Do you like a grappling hook? There's different classes. They all have different shit. Like one guy can like fucking like rock and jump and shit. There's a lot of like fucking, it's real fast, dude. A lot of like movement. Looks pretty fucking cool. I mean, I'll give it a shot. It's fucking free. Old fucking Cliffy B, at least that, anyway.
Is there a date on it? Is this like...
I didn't see anything. I think I want to say maybe I heard something about next year. Oh, yeah, 2016 I wrote down. No, like, nothing solid, but...
Oh, so it's a ways away.
Could be in, like, March or something, or, like, February, who knows?
I wonder if it's anything like, what's that other one they had that he made? It's the last game he put out there. It was like a first-person shooter.
No, I think it was Gears 3 or something was his last one.
No, what's there's the other game they did. What am I thinking of?
Not Bulletstorm or something?
Yes, that's it.
A little bit, yeah. It looks a little bit like that. That wasn't really them, though. That was fucking some other studio. I think they helped them with it a little bit, but... Yeah, it does look a little bit like that for some reason. Yeah, it's just like real fast paced. I don't think there's no single player, no nothing. It's just a fucking arena shooter.
Yeah, I'm checking out this game, Lawbreakers. I mean, it looks all right. I'd play this. This will be free.
Yeah, if it's free or whatever, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt. I'll try it, you know, fucking whatever.
Now, I wonder why they do these free to plays, because they're going to sell DLC, I suppose.
Well, the thing is they do now is they'll fucking do it free and they'll fucking give you, you can buy these, like, skins or whatever, and, like, there'll be, like, this overpriced fucking garbage for fucking, you know, just cosmetic shit, which is fine. I mean, I just don't buy it, you know? It's free for everybody else. It's fine with me.
Yeah, I just wonder how they plan on making money, because, you know, that's all they care about, so...
Well, people buy those stupid skins, dude. Like, that's all fucking Team Fortress. They have a whole fucking racket of that. It's a free game, and then all they sell is fucking cosmetic shit, and they fucking make fucking money hand over fist because people just fucking buy it.
No kidding, huh?
Yep.
That must be nice, running a scam like that.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of people with fucking... A lot of free money. Not free money, but fucking disposable income, you know?
Gotta be. Shit.
Speaking of free shit, starting the 15th, Tomb Raider is going to be free with Xbox.
Nice.
And, yeah, for fuck's sake, dude, fucking at least download it and fucking try to play it. It's just going to be free.
Yeah, I'll download it.
Oh, one of the best games of fucking last generation. It's fucking, yeah, fucking definitely. I mean, not even just download it. I mean, like, actually, like, sit down and play it because it's fucking amazing. Get fucking hyped for the fucking new one, dude, because fucking Jesus Christ, the fucking last one was fucking great.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. If you say it's that solid. I mean, I saw what I liked what easily, I saw in the new one.
Easily fucking top 10 of last generation, dude. It was fucking really good. And new one looks even better.
Yeah, that new one looked pretty sick from what I saw.
Yeah. Everybody should be playing that because it's fucking free and it's fucking amazing.
Is that really violent?
This last one? Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's real good. Dude, if you fuck up, dude, it gets good. Like, when fucking she dies, dude, it's fucking brutal. It was like a fucking horror movie. It's fucking real
good. Like, every time you die?
Maybe not every time, but it's like, you know, they'll be like fucking, you know, you'll be sliding down a mountain or something, dude, and you'll be like trying to dodge shit, like fucking dodging left and right, you know, like sliding down. And if you fuck up, dude, it's like, dude, there's one, a good one, dude, it's fucking like, you know, you'll be fucking, you'll be putting her hands up, like fucking, there'll be branches hitting her in the face and shit, and she's like sliding down.
Okay.
And you fuck up, you go like left instead of right, dude, and just fucking, dude, it's just so brutal, dude. It's like this sharp branch, dude, just goes right through a fucking, like, top of her throat, dude, just fucking goes up. Fucking just jabs her right in, dude. She just fucking just shows her there. Fucking limp. Oh. It shows her limp, dude. This fucking branch out of her fucking neck, dude, for like fucking, like, you know, 3 seconds just dangling, dude. It's fucking brutal. Fucking so good.
That's fucking awesome.
Real good, dude. Oh, it looks so good, too. If you get her wet, like, if you get her in, like, fucking, you know, she'll be wearing, like, a fucking, like, tank top. You get it wet, dude. The graphics are so good. You can actually see, like, her fucking, like, her nipples through her fucking shirt, like, through her fucking tank top, dude. It's fucking
ridiculous. That's always nice. That's always a bonus for me.
It's fucking ridiculous, dude. So good. And it's the fuck, I even played the fucking, like, that's, like, the revamped one, too. Like, they're, like, you know, fucking Ultimate Edition or whatever. Like, the Definitive Edition, like, all, like, remastered shit from the 360. I still haven't played. I actually bought it, like, fucking, when it came out. I still haven't fucking played it. But...
And that's what the free one will be?
Oh, yep. It's, like, fucking all upgraded for the fucking, the one, you know?
And when is it? Next week? Or this week?
The 15th, I think. It's like it's like half. It's like whatever's fucking free for the half of this month. And I think it's like September 15th to October 15th is Tomb Raider.
Okay. You got to remind me if I don't see it on the free ones, because I'm all over the free games.
You play the Metal Gear one yet? Ground Zeroes?
Yeah, every game except Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, I know, I don't know.
I just got it popped up, dude. It fucking, as soon as I turned my Xbox on earlier, popped up, Metal Gear 5, ready to play. I'm like, all right.
Oh, that's that brand new one.
Yep, then it was like, well, it's like the extension of fucking, Ground Zeroes is like the prequel of this one. And I'm like,
so this is the one that's the classic.
Oh, what's up?
Correct. This is the one that's the classic. The 10.
Well, it's not the real game. It's like almost like a demo. It's like a demo of that, you know?
Wait, no. You're talking about the free one, right?
Yeah. The one that's all free right now is like a demo.
Is the demo. I'm talking about the actual game. The new game.
Yeah, 5. It just came out today, yeah.
That's out too. Okay.
I saw that pop up. I'm like, oh, yeah, Metal Gear's out. And then it's fucking, oh, Mad Max is out. And, yeah, I just fucking started playing Mad Max.
How'd you like it so far?
I didn't even play. I saw, like, this. I saw, like, half the fucking opening thing that you fucking hopped on. No, I don't know. I don't really know. I did read, though. I guess the fucking, dude, the open world in that is, like, infinite. Like, you can just go forever, drive forever, and never stops.
No.
And this is nothing there. There's going to be nothing there. It's just fucking desert.
That's what I was going to say. You'll just literally just drive straight. There won't be, like, people chasing you or, you know, whatever. You can just keep driving.
I mean,
there
might
like
be
that.
Somebody chasing you maybe, but I don't think there's gonna be, it's just gonna be desert. You know what I mean? It's not gonna be anything. You're not gonna find anything. It's probably just fucking on a loop.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's useless, but it's pretty cool. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. Cool, I guess. It'd be cool if you could fucking if you could just fucking set the controller down and drive like around the entire world for like fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking, if you went, if it, like, circled back on itself, like, I doubt it does, but like, that'd be cool. Like, you know, probably just goes on forever and does nothing.
Yeah, I wonder.
And maybe I'll set up, a 24-hour streak for that.
That's what I was gonna say. I bet somebody's like driving straight and just like seeing how far they can push it. Like, oh, dude, like 70 hours just driving straight.
I call it like Desert Bus, you know, that fucking Penn & Teller game, dude. It's like that.
No, I never seen that.
I'll just fucking, I get a rubber band, dude, and fucking hook it up to my controller, like the gas fucking trigger, dude, and the fucking, onto the fucking analog stick, so it just goes straight and just leave it there. Just fucking let it run for like 5 days and see what happens. And fucking, dude, no video either, so I'll, you know, chat, you know, try to, I'll send in like fucking news tips to all like IGN and shit, and just be like, oh yeah, fucking some guy's trying to find the end of Mad Max and try to make a big deal about it, dude. Get like commenters in the fucking thing, dude, like, oh my god, like, what's he doing, dude? And meanwhile, I'll just be like fucking like just going by, so I'll probably have my TV turned off and just fucking like doing something else, like fucking, you know, not even paying attention to it for like 5 days. Just come back.
Should make a Kickstarter.
Yeah. I need gas money, LOL. I didn't think it would that. You don't even need gas. I think you need gas in that game, too. So, fuck. You probably would run out of gas eventually. I don't know. Whatever. Way too long for something stupid. Yeah. XCOM got delayed.
Oh. When was the date on that?
It's supposed to be coming out November. No, it's not coming out till February. Which is kind of, whatever. If it's going to make the game better, that's fine, I guess. But I was looking forward to it. I'm like, oh, I think there's something like fucking I can play for like, you know, every console I own. You know, I'll be fucking doing like some shit on the fucking PS4, the Xbox One, Wii and shit. And like, that was like the only, like literally the only fucking PC game I was fucking looking forward to, and it got fucking delayed. So.
Oh well. I know that. I haven't played since the last one there. I kind of miss it.
Oh, that's so good.
So fun. I assume a new one will be just as good, if not better.
Hopefully better, dude, especially if they're just doing it on the PC, you know? I mean, if they could just fucking get more in-depth, you know, with it. Hopefully not too ridiculous, but if they can fucking, like, add more shit to it, you know?
Yeah, I wonder how much more in-depth they would go. Like, for an example, you know.
Well, it's all like, you know, going back to your base and like research and shit and all that, you know.
Okay.
Just put more of that in there and make it like, you know, or make like the actual combat more, give you more options. You're not like limited to like whatever, like 4 or 8 different things that would fucking fit on like a controller, you know.
Okay.
We'll see in February if it doesn't get delayed again.
That's what I might get if I can get my Steam to work by then. Like, I'll fucking definitely check that out.
Might not even need Steam. You probably get it on, like, GOG or something, too, I'm sure. And just get the game and not even fucking worry about Steam.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
It's just a fucking site. It's the same thing as Steam, except you don't get a, like... Well, you still have to... you still have to fucking sign in to get your shit, but... Whatever. Yeah, just fucking figure out how to make Steam work. It'd be easier. Whatever.
Yeah, one of these days.
Hey, you want to piss people off?
Do I?
I feel like just pissing everybody, like, starting a shitstorm online, dude.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, we could get into, you know, saying fucking, you know, fuck your social justice shit. You guys are a bunch of fat. Like, I mean, that it'd probably just get you banned, you know, like whatever. It probably wouldn't last too long. But
no.
Yeah, just say you like fucking Prometheus, that movie Prometheus, dude. People fucking have a fucking aneurysm, dude. It's great. I mean, yeah. fucking Prometheus 2's getting made. Fucking the director of the first one, Ridley Scott, made some other movie, and then he finished that up, and he said his next project's going to be a sequel to Prometheus, so, you know, it's fucking me. And
I kind of liked that movie. I liked it.
I loved it, dude. I thought it was probably the best fucking sci-fi movie I've seen in, like, fucking, like, at least, like, 10 years. I thought it was fucking amazing. You know, it fucking tied into Alien and shit. It was fucking, like, real good. And I just said, oh, yeah, it's great. I fucking love the fucking first one, dude. And fucking, oh, I just started a shitstorm, dude. And I fucking got attacked from all angles, dude. You know, somebody told me I had fucking low self-esteem because I like Prometheus. low self-esteem. I have, you know, I like people insulting my intelligence. And, yeah, I'm a fucking... pretty much saying I'm a piece of shit because I like.
Wow, you are a fucking piece of shit. Good.
Oh,
I hope you die. You like Prometheus? Oh, that movie was terrible. You're a fucking idiot, terrible person.
Dude, I can link you like a good half dozen, like, you know, critical fucking deconstructions about why that movie sucks, dude. Why fucking the movie about fucking space monsters, dude, and fucking Cthulhu fucking face huggers, dude. Why it's just not realistic, dude. It's, you know, the fucking movie about fucking space aliens, it's just not realistic, dude. You shouldn't like it. It's fucking, what are you, a fucking idiot? Like, come on. What is wrong with you? It could never happen in real life, dude.
Yeah, you're simple-minded.
I'm a fucking moron. He's like, you know. Jesus fuck, dude.
Same people that probably love, like, the Fantastic Four some fucking gay-ass movie.
Well, no, these are probably the same people that are, like, preaching about, like, you know, equality and, like, you know what I mean? Oh, you gotta, like, respect people's differences, but I like Prometheus. Oh, fuck you, you fucking cunt. Are you fucking piece of shit? Are you fucking moron? It's like, dude, okay. It's just a movie I like, dude. I can relax.
That's looking great.
It's fucking like, it's literally, dude. Well, the whole thing of that movie is it starts off and it does kind of like give off the vibe. It's gonna be like the smart, you know what I mean? Like the smart, like fucking like, you know, mental fucking masturbation, fucking you know, high fucking science fiction fucking movie. Then like halfway through it just turns into a dumb fucking like horror, you know, fucking B horror movie, like fucking B sci-fi fucking shitty horror movie, you know?
Yeah, I can't even remember it at this point. I saw it so long ago, but I did like it.
Yeah, dude, fucking that, dude, that's like exactly what fucking the first Alien did, and that's why people like that movie, you know what I mean? Like, people consider that movie a fucking masterpiece. It does kind of the same thing, but I mean, people just like, you know, I mean, they just seem like they're pissed that, oh, it didn't tickle my fucking intellectual fancy like I thought it would, oh, you know? And fucking like, it's like, dude, you just like, you know, the whole thing was just kind of like, not really a joke, but it just fucking like takes a turn, and you're just fucking, oh, my word, it just fucking didn't. I thought I was going to have to fucking, you know, make a fucking star map about where these planets actually were. And the fucking, it's like, they're a fucking faggot. It's like, you know, like, it?
Yeah, it's all, yeah. It's all it ever comes down to.
Oh, yeah. And I played Until Dawn, which I was like on, I was like, borderline about buying it or not, but I was playing so much fucking Rare Replay and so much fucking, you know, Gears of War, which I've already played. I'm just like, dude, I need something, like, new, you know? Like a brand new fucking game. So, I bought Until Dawn.
Played it. What type of game is that? Is that like an Uncharted type game?
Well, in a way. I mean, it's more of like an interactive, like, movie, pretty much. I mean, almost like part of it's like fucking, like The Walking Dead or something, like those Telltale, like the adventure games where it's just like you're just watching like something happening and it says like, you know, do you want to do fucking A or B? Hit fucking, you know, triangle or like square, and it gives you like fucking like a couple seconds to fucking decide, you know?
Okay.
That's the good part to that game anyway. And the fucking, then it turns into like, you're going around like exploring. It's almost like Resident Evil. Like it's just like shitty like tank controls, you know. It's fucking like, dude. The game, like the first thing is, dude, the game just fucking looks like amazing. Like fucking, you look at it, you're like, holy shit, this is fucking like I mean, you could make the argument like, oh, it's one of the best games out there, you know, but the thing is, it's like barely a fucking game. So it's like you watch it, it's just a movie for the most part, you know?
Yeah.
Interactions like really fucking limited, so it's kind of dubious to fucking say that, you know. But I mean, it does look good, just like fucking see. It looks like a fucking big budget movie. It's fucking again mostly on rails. A lot of, I mean, it fucking starts off just like a dumb, almost like a dumb slasher. You get these fucking like cliche fucking teenagers who are like 30 years old, but they're fucking trying to act like they're fucking teenagers. Yeah, you know, it's like fucking like a 90s fucking movie, pretty much. 90s horror movie, like fucking like Scream or like fucking I Know What You Did Last Summer type of deal. Which is fine. I mean, fucking works. Starts working there, dude. And then the thing is, dude, it fucking takes so long to get like the last part of it when it starts like getting good is fucking, it's like, oh, it's pretty good. But then it's like, fucking, dude, I spent like 8 hours getting to the good shit. And it's like, dude, I don't want to fucking, you know, take so long. And like half the time it's fucking. Like, most of the time, dude, they're trying to, like jump scare you. Like, they'll just fucking throw something on the screen or, like, a fucking rattle run by. I mean, a fucking, like, a violin will play, like, trying to, like, jump scare you, dude.
Okay.
It just fucking just doesn't work at all. Like, fucking at all. Like, it's just so, like, fucking lame. It's fucking, like, I'm not against that if it works. I mean, it's fucking cheap as shit. But it's like, dude, it just fails, like, so miserably of being, like, scary, you know? And the shit that does work is when it starts getting, like, when people start, like, dying, there's, like, gore, because it just looks good, and it's like, oh, wow, it looks fucking some good-looking gore. It'd be like fucking, you know, watching a movie and be like, oh, it's a good fucking special effects, you know what I mean? But it takes way too long to get there. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't plan on checking that out. Not my style.
It's pretty much the whole thing is just like, hey, look at these graphics, and like that's about it, you know. So it does get good, and it's, you know, it tries to be like, oh, well, you make all these choices, so fucking, like, you know, like fucking you're supposed to replay it and pick differently and fucking like see, you know, what could happen, like, you know, because certain people can live and certain people can die. It's like, oh, that's cool. It'd be cool if it was like a, you know, hour and a half fucking horror movie, you know, hour and a half fucking game. But I'm not going to fucking replay like 10 hours and like 8 hours of it. It's fucking like boring as shit. You know what I mean? I'm not going to replay it like that. Not for a while anyway. But...
Yeah.
I was like, say, I fucking put a review up on the site. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it, but not good. It was so bad. So the game was so bad. It killed Wes Craven.
Yeah. That's terrible. That's terrible.
It's not really not that bad, but so it's like borderline on like certain points. I'm like, ah, oh, this isn't that bad. And it's like, yeah, it's pretty boring, you know. A lot of the shit just doesn't pay off. Like, not worth it. But whatever. It was fine for fucking something to do for 8 hours anyway.
Full price too?
Oh yeah, $60.
Okay.
Which, yeah, again, it's borderline. It's not like it's not like it's too short. It's fucking, you know, and it is like replayable if you really want to replay it, but there's better shit out there to play. Like, I'm not gonna fucking play it for maybe ever, fucking at least for like a couple fucking months or something. But as I was playing that, fucking, you know, fucking I was streaming it, for the most part nobody's in there. Every now and then somebody would pop in and say something, pop out, you know, and fucking I'm like, alright, whatever, so fucking streaming it. Then I'm fucking like towards the end of it, somebody pops in. They, oh, what, no sound? I go, what do you mean no sound? I have all my shit set up, so fucking like it took a long time to actually set up, so it fucking works right. I'm pretty confident everything's gonna work, you know. So I fucking, I'm like, oh, let me check. So I fucking check it, and I'm like, oh, it's fucking not picking up any sound. I'm like, that's fucking weird. Yeah, I fucking only play the PS4 every now and then, and fucking like. When I do it, fucking, you know what I mean, fucking I'm streaming it, but fucking again, only every now and then people pop in, but fucking, it's fucking weird, fucking, it's not picking up the sound, it's the same thing as the Xbox fucking One, it's just fucking, I'm using the same headset, fucking plugging it into the controller itself, you know, and fucking, that's how I fucking use my sound, you know, how I fucking hear the game. So I fucking switched over, just not coming out the headset, just coming out of my TV, which sounds like shit, because it's fucking a flat screen, the fucking speakers sound like garbage, but, So I fucking tried, did that for a little bit. I'm like, well, it picks up sound this way, but I'm like, dude, this fucking sucks, especially for this. It's a fucking horror game, you know. I want the fucking the headphones and shit. So I fucking look up. I'm like, all right, what's wrong? Like, what am I doing wrong here? Like, what do I got to do? So I look up my capture card, my fucking Elgato, and how to fucking record sound using the fucking the headset through the controller. And so I sent you a link. I want you to see what I saw, dude, if you fucking pop it open.
All right. Let me one sec here.
Gets a little bit visual, but this is an FA, like an official FAQ from Elgato about how to make this happen. You want to just fucking roll me through here, step by step, how it works?
All right. What do you need?
Well, keep in mind, this is like the Xbox One. All I do is plug the shit in the controller. It works fine. All right, so I'm trying to figure out how to do it with the PS4. All right, go ahead. So what do I need?
Let's see. You need a CTIA-Y cable.
Okay.
Looks like. Yeah. Looks like just a Y, you know, some kind of adapter plug. Okay. Let's see. Oh, another stereo cable.
So I need two cables. I need.
Is this what that's implying, that you need two, or so do you need
two separate cables, or?
Wow. Or they kind of look similar. So I was thinking maybe one or the other.
All right. I'll figure it out. All right. Keep going.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, showing me the difference between two.
So it's two different cables, all right.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, a splitter.
All right, splitter too? Oh, that's getting a little complicated here.
All right, you can get splitters on Amazon cheap. Yeah, yeah. That's no big deal.
Well, I just get most of the shit on Amazon. Yeah, all right, so it's a few things I need. Okay.
Wow, okay. a stereo cable. I'm just wondering. I mean, like, what are you going to do with all this wire?
I don't. Oh, what's it look like? Like, what are the pictures showing? It can't be like, you know.
I mean, looks like, well, I mean, you know what a splitter looks like. Most people would know what that is.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah. But it's like, I'm just splitting from like the fucking controller to the capture card or something, right? It's not like, it doesn't sound that bad. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, this looks like a 10-foot coil of wire.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I guess once you get that, too. Okay. Let's see. Oh, a component adapter as well.
Okay. Wow. Oh, it's getting...
Another, like, splitter adapter.
Huh? Yeah, a little complicated. I don't know. I'm sorry.
And all this? So, are you going to plug, like, six things into each other? And then the headset? I mean, what? In a headset splitter? Dude, this can't be real. And a second mic, it says? Dude. Oh, now it's going to show me how to do it? Is that what this is?
Yeah. Is that, you want to describe those pitches, what they look like? Is it
doable? You got a PlayStation, looks like. Is that a PS4 controller?
Yeah, it's for PS4.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, basic. You just plug in this one into the bottom or so. Shouldn't be easy. Oh, okay. So then you plug another plug into that, which you just plugged into the controller. That looks good. So now you got two. you got some good cables hanging from the controller. It looks like.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm just lost. Now I'm just lost in wires.
Yeah, it's like fucking spaghetti, dude. So I'm a fucking dude. What the fuck is spaghetti, dude? Yeah, fucking.
Dude, are you supposed to hold the controller with all this wire?
I don't know, dude. I have no idea.
Are you supposed to hang yourself? I mean, is that what? That's what I would do.
It looks like fucking, dude. It looks like something from fucking Prometheus, dude, or like Alien or something. It's just fucking, just like a mess. It's fucking mess of wires and fucking cables and shit. It's like, dude.
And there's just plug adapter after adapter after plug after RCA adapter. Dude, that is unbelievable. And that's legit. That's a real art. That's a real.
That's the official FAQ of how to do that.
I already forgot what it was for. You need so many wires.
I just saw him like the first thing. I'm like, okay, I need a couple cables. Like, that's not that big of a deal. And I start going through. I'm like, dude, you got to be fucking shitting me. There's no fucking way in hell this is happening. I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, dude. I might just. Going to see if I can just fucking plug my fucking headset right into my TV and just see if that works. If that might just be fucking much easier, you know, if it works.
I'd probably say that on the bottom, or you could just plug into the television.
Yeah. I know like some TVs, I know mine does have fucking like an audio out for like a fucking headset jack, and just try that and just see if that.
Dude, there's no comments for this, because if there was comments for this link, it would get destroyed. I'd have to see them.
Yep.
Dude, who would ever plug all these wires? That's just to hear, to get the PS4 headset to work on the computer? Is that what it is?
Yep, so you can listen to your headset through the controller like you can on the Xbox One and have it pick up on the like the capture card.
Holy shit. That is fucking just... So I wonder if people are doing this, because that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, so I just fucking... I'm like, all right, I'll have to fucking deal with it through my fucking TV, and it's a fucking pain in the ass. And I didn't feel like... I just fucking, like, looked at that. I'm like, all right, this isn't... I don't know. I'll deal with it later. Whenever I fucking... a PS4 game comes out, but for right now, dude, fuck it. I don't give a shit. That was it.
So for you to... you'd have to do this to stream your voice on, like, Hitbox or something? Is that...
just, I don't even care about my voice. I just want to fucking use my headset through my fucking controller and have the fucking audio pick up on the stream. That's all I want to do.
Wow. I've never seen anything like that in 2015.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good job. Good job, Sony. Way to go. Way to fucking design your shit.
That's got to be cheaping out or something. That's fucking ridiculous.
That's
mind blowing.
Speaking of Sony, 6 people got arrested in those Lizard Squad attacks on PSN and Christmas.
Wow.
You want to take a guess their ages? I mean, how old they were?
Do we have a range?
There's a range. Yeah, there's a range here.
Do you want me to guess the oldest or the youngest or just the average?
Just give me an average, yeah.
I'm going to guess, I mean... it can't be too young or too old, I wouldn't think. So it's got to be somewhere in the middle, right? So I'm going to say 17.
Average? That was the oldest.
Wow, really?
This was 17, yeah. They were 14 to 17, the 6.
No shit. And they were that good that they could shut it down, whatever they knew.
Well, they were that good, you know, knowing how good they were and how they caught them.
No.
Well, they traced the programs they bought.
Okay.
Yeah. So they bought a program and just ran it through a bunch of servers to just flood the networks, and that was it. So yeah.
Awesome.
They traced the purchase back to them, and that's what got them caught.
And that's it, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much what you were talking about before, like the fucking AOL fucking, like, elite hackers, dude. It's pretty much what it is.
Yep.
Run a program. We bought a fucking program and he ran it.
Wow, so what do you get charged with? What's the...
Well, I did call, you know, it cost fucking Sony and Microsoft and shit money. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, fucking charge you with that. Fucking shutting down fucking, and you know what I mean, a company for fucking, like, a week or whatever. I mean, they're fucking minors, so it's not going to be too bad, but...
That's what I wonder. I mean, what kind of penalty do you face, you know?
I don't know. Something similar happened, I think, not too long ago. They caught somebody. It was like, whatever. They fucking just got, like, 2 years of probation or some shit. Probably something similar. Probably won't be that bad, but...
Well, I wonder if it was worth it, you little faggots.
I don't understand, like, whatever. The only thing to be a fucking asshole, dude, to fucking attack. Yeah, you know, if you're going to attack people who fucking deserve it, dude. Like, you know, people are just trying to fucking play games, dude. Don't be a fucking cunt.
Well, they must be gamers or something.
Oh, maybe, dude. Well, they are elite hackers, you know? They fucking...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they were, like, really legit hackers, you would try to steal money probably or something, you know?
I don't think they even were trying to do that, dude. They're just trying to be fucking dickheads, and they succeeded. But, I mean, still, you're still just a fucking dickhead for no reason. If you're going to be a dickhead, fucking at least make it for a purpose, you know?
Yeah, probably just stupid kids fucking like, oh, we can buy this program. This will fucking do what it did, you know? Like, let's try it. I wonder how much they paid for the program.
Probably like $25.
Yeah, I wish I could. I wouldn't do that shit. I just wish I could, like, know how to do that shit. You know what I mean?
Well, it's easy. All you can do is buy the fucking program and fucking upload it.
Yeah, apparently.
That's it. But why would you want to? I don't understand what the point is.
Yeah, I guess. Just hack in general, because I would like to steal
money
from people.
It's one thing if you know what I mean. If you actually know how to, you know what I mean, fucking get into code and do that shit. That's one thing. If you fucking like can read that garbage, dude, and like fucking yeah. But you just fucking buy a program and hit fucking launch and like that's it.
Yeah. Attack. Okay. Looks like we're good. That's how the old AOL was. What was it, like punt and kick or some shit? Fucking just hit the punt button and everybody get kicked out of the chat room. Yeah. Fucking hack.
That's pretty much what it is, you know? That's how I can know what they did. Only fucking...
Yeah, way worse. Like, AOL is just a bullshit chat room. Like, who gives a shit? Like, this is, like, a legit company.
Oh, it is the fucking, those, like, attacks. All it is just sending out fucking a bunch of garbage information that fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking just slows everything down. Like, that's all it is. You just fucking, it's all the program does. Like, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. Hopefully they'll do time and get fucked in the ass.
It's just, I doubt it.
Oh, you like that, you little lizard boy? Is that what you're in? You're the little lizard boy?
Let me see your tongue, lizard boy.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'd say.
Yep. New Mutant League football is coming.
Oh, really? This will get me excited.
Kinda. I mean, watch the videos. It's not. I want to get too excited about it, but
yeah, I probably won't because
it's not. You know, it's not again. It's not like big budget. It's not like EA's fucking publishing. It's not like a fucking $1 billion fucking game or anything. So they did do that Kickstarter, which failed. But that game looked like shit. It looked like a fucking iOS game or something. But this looks better. At least it's fucking 3D. But still looks like a fucking, you know, low budget game. But, still fucking football with fucking exploding fucking skeletons and fucking cheesy metal and shit. So whatever. I don't fucking see.
What are we talking? Is it just everything? Xbox? What is it?
Yeah, early 2016 for PC and consoles. No, I'm sorry. Early 2016 for PC and then console versions are coming out later.
Okay.
So probably late next year, maybe. We'll see.
If it even happens.
Maybe that's one I'll pick up on the fucking PC when it comes out and just check it out.
Yeah, I'd
keep your expectations. It's not going to be like the old fucking Genesis games, you know what I mean? But looks all right. I mean, fucking whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the old one was just classic, I think. So just be like, oh, Mutant League Football. You know?
We're getting towards the end here. I watched the second episode of Fear the Walking Dead.
Ooh.
Not as bad as the last one. A little bit better, but still fucking... Still a piece of shit. Still a fucking...
Still a drama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was getting a little bit... You know, shit's going down. It was just, again, you talk about budgets, you could tell it's like... They're in this city. You know, they're in fucking L.A. And it should be, this is going to be cool with fucking, you know, large-scale fucking shit going down. It's just like, nah, it's fucking, it's like the scene in the fucking school, dude. It's like, you know, an empty school that's fucking evacuated. Fucking, dude, this one kid in the show is fucking, apparently, is like the only fucking access to like the internet. You know, he's like this fucking like stereotypical nerd. And he knows what's going on. Like, oh, you know, like fucking, oh, you got to stock up. This is going to be an outbreak. And you know what I mean? The kid fucking breaks into school to get a fucking kitchen knife that fucking his teacher stole from him because he can't find a fucking kitchen knife anywhere else. You know, he's got a fucking break in it. It's dumb. Again, I hate being like, well, that's not realistic, but it's just like, even like in that world, dude, it's fucking dumb as fuck, dude. It's just so stupid.
Wait a minute. That's the first place to get the knife was...
Yeah, well,
in the first
episode, he tried smuggling the knife into school, and they caught him with the metal detectors, and fucking his teacher took it away from him, you know? So he's breaking into the school, dude, into a fucking drawer to get his fucking kitchen knife back, because, you know, that's the closest way to get it, you know, best way to get a fucking kitchen knife. You can't just fucking go grab another one, apparently, or go to fucking Sears or whatever, fucking Walmart, and just grab a kitchen knife. So that was his kitchen knife.
They should have showed that, him going to Walmart and buying a kitchen knife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's real dumb. Yeah, it's, again, I hate being like, oh, it's so like unrealistic. And well, the whole thing with that series is just like, dude, it is kind of like, the zombies, but other than that, dude, it's fucking like pretty like gritty and fucking grounded. You know what I mean? It's people like trying to like survive, dude, in this fucking like shitty fucking world. It's pretty like fucking like bleak and fucking like grounded. This is just fucking just like real dumb. It's just like, wow. I mean, can't really defend that, how fucking dumb this shit is.
Yeah.
And what else pissed me off is some fucking kid. If it's gonna be a big story, the fucking Johnny Depp looking fucking kid, dude. He's having like fucking heroin withdrawals, and his fucking it's gonna play out. I'm sure fucking he can't get his drugs and shit, so he's gonna be like fucking the world's gone to shit. He has to deal with this fucking drug problem, dude. And they fucking treat him fucking withdrawal, dude. Like he's fucking like overdosing, like they have no idea. Like he's like fucking. He's acting like fucking like Uma Thurman, like Pulp Fiction, dude. He's like fucking like puking up foam and shit and like fucking convulsions. Like, yeah, it's not really what fucking withdrawals are, dude. Like, I can understand how it works. Like, I can. He's like, oh, like fucking like falling over and shit. It's like, no, you just be like sweating. Like, you know what I mean? They're playing it up like he's fucking like dying.
Yeah,
It's
like
like.
over, yeah, over, acting it or whatever.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I'll never watch that. I'm not a
Yeah,
big.
don't. I dude, watch like the real Walking Dead, dude, like the real show, dude. Watch that, dude. That show's fucking great. But fucking this show's fucking trash. It's fucking really bad.
Just killing time till the next Walking
Pretty
Dead
much, yeah.
comes out.
As soon as this one ends, the fucking the actual like the real show, the new season will start. So cashing in.
Yeah, they just see how long they can run the cycle, you know.
Other than that, Uncharted 4 got a release date. March 18th, it's coming out. You ever play any of those games?
I've played them, but I never like played them through. Played a little multiplayer, a little single player over buddies, you know.
Yeah,
That's
same
about
thing.
it.
Yeah, I played it here and there, but they're fucking doing like the remaster and the trilogy and shit, I think, soon for fucking PS4. Like, I might check that out just to go through and just see it, you know? See what the hubbub's all about.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. You get all, play them all through. I mean, I would do that if I had PS4.
Well, that's happening.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't buy a PS4 for that, but
No, probably not. I mean,
people love that game. I
like I said,
mean,
from what I played, I'm like, eh. Like I said, I don't want to like shit on it without actually sitting down and playing it. I have played quite a bit of it, but it's like, it seems weird. It almost feels like. There's just like dudes, dude, just like guys shooting each other, but they act like they're like fucking like in like gears, like they're armored like locusts, dude. They take like a million fucking shots to die. And it's like, oh, that's kind of weird. Like that doesn't really like fit. Like, yeah, fucking taking a blast and fucking a million machine gun shots at some dude in like fucking like rags. He's just like, oh, what the fuck is he? It doesn't really make sense, dude. Yeah. Again, not to be like it's a video game, it's not to be like realistic, but it was like the setting is supposed to be like, like a realistic setting. It just fucking seems goofy.
yeah, I don't even remember a lot of the shit. I mean, I just remember it played fun, it was cool. I don't love it like people seem to just, think it's the best thing ever, but
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, from what I played, it's not like it was like instantly hooked. Like, oh wow, it's fucking great. But, so I'll play through them. I'm not gonna fucking talk too much shit about them until I actually sit down and play them.
yeah, that's another thing. I don't own a PlayStation, so, and I don't like their games. You know what I mean? I just.
Yeah, I do own one. I'm not too hot on their games either. So, whatever.
Yep, it is what it is.
All right, I'm gonna get anything else, because otherwise I don't want to fucking edit shit, so run along.
No, just hate everything and,
Yeah,
let it out.
that's just fucking everyday philosophy.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Don't hide your hate, you know?
It's not healthy, dude. You'll end up fucking,
You always need negative energy. You can't just have positive energy. It doesn't work that way. You can't drive your car with just positive charge in your battery, can you? No. You need negative too, You need them both.
Either the yin and the yang.
Yeah, be negative.
Yeah,
Tell
it's way.
people they're faggots.
Yeah,
If they're being faggots, you know what I mean?
keep the world in balance. If we see too many smiling people, just punch them in the face. I mean, you can't
Yeah.
fucking.
Yeah, what are you looking at, you fucking piece of shit? You know what I mean? Oh, you don't have to be. It's your call. You know, it's your call.
Let's make a case by case judgment, but you can't, you know, you can't fucking. Either way, you know, you can't. Otherwise, it's gonna have a fucking boring fucking world where everybody's fucking does nothing and fucking. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah, suck some dicks.
No. All right, that's it.
Yeah.
In the streets, half man, half wolf, pure beast. Patrol the town looking for trouble, man. Stuffing dead bodies in my duffel bag. Slice your face, rip the head off your body. Slam a cold brew and pump your body with your shoddy. Drink your human blood in a sacrifice. Welcome to the seance, see you in the afterlife. No T-Wolf, just a man with a taste for blood. Watch the barrel start smoking while you choke on mud. Till you met me, you know what trouble was. Till I filled your jean jacket with a couple slugs. I'm cursed, with this curse, I'm a monster. Pissing on fire hydrants, foaming at the choppers. A hairy menace with a badge and a gun. Don't bother trying to hide, cause there's nowhere you can run from the wolf cop. Yeah, I'm the wolf cop. Don't try to hide from the wolf cop. Yeah, I'm the wolf cop. Oh damn, Mr. Wolfie got a plan. Forget Frankenstein, more like the son of Sam. Soon as that full moon hits, there's no turning back. Everything turns to black, you can kiss my hairy ass. How you like it? I've got you now, don't bother trying to fight it. Welcome to my hell, you've all been invited. Once you've been bitten, there's no way you can hide it. Forget wizards and witches, I'll leave you with stitches. Just for a speedy ticket, I'm bitten with a sickness. There's no antidote, I'm alone on this highway. Drifting in the darkness, sparking a new crime wave. So go pray to the priest and drink your holy water. Grab your guns, lock the doors, hide your daughters. You think you got me surrounded? You better get your piece and bullet. And better have a silver bullet, cause I'm the wolf cop. Yeah, I'm the wolf cop. Don't try to hide from the wolf cop. Yeah, I'm the wolf cop.